Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Astros, 9-game win streak. They sweep the Mariners. Tiger Woods winning majors. You got a lot going on. Rockets getting all over the Utah Jazz yesterday. We have to wait till Wednesday for game two, which kind of sucks. But there's a lot going on around here, including the Houston Texans. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. It is In the Loop. The Texans, 9 shows away from the NFL draft. 9 shows from now, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. About 10 days, we will know what the Houston Texans are going to do, and we're going to get to sit back and watch Brian Gain try to work his magic. And as the process approaches, Texans are bringing guys in for visits. They've brought in over 60 guys, and the OG John Lopez, I know you weren't an investigative reporter, but you were always very investigative.
Did some reporting.
And you broke some stories. John Lopez has put those skills to use, and he has 9 major takeaways for the Houston Texans heading into the draft based on who they've brought in.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to name names here. I'm going to tell you, we did a deep dive into the number of, you always hear about so-and-so's in to interview, so-and-so's in to interview with the Houston Texans, so-and-so's reported, interviewed. Well, I tried to get them all compiled, cobbled together. So let me give you a little background first. I don't know who else has this, but
Nobody's talking about this.
I think it's interesting.
Nobody's talking about this, so, I promise you.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
God, I love that little drop. how about they call her now? Anyway, so I think...
Focus, OG.
Okay.
Focus, OG.
I think this is a great sample size. I came up with 68 known interviews that the Texans have had. So I'm going to give you a little background before I give you my 9 takeaways, okay? 12 interviews have been with cornerbacks. 12 have been with linebackers, 8 of them outside linebackers. 10 have been with offensive tackles. 8 with running backs, 7 with wide receivers, 4 with safeties, 4 with defensive tackles, 10 with defensive ends.
10.
And 3 with guards. So immediately, looking at who they, you know, the numbers of the interviews, not the particulars that they've interviewed, you can come away with the obvious, right? And that's my number one takeaway. Trust me, the next 8 are not going to be this obvious. But the number one takeaway here is the obvious. Offensive line, offensive tackle is going to be the first round pick. Lock it up.
Wow, John.
No, I know.
That's the list we got.
Okay, I got 8 that are going to be a little more enlightening.
Okay.
The first one was obvious because it had to be. But based on just the numbers of interviews, that's number one. All right. You want names?
Yep.
Write down these 3 names.
Got it.
Andre Dillard.
Washington State.
Brandon Hittner from Villanova. And Titus Howard from...
Project Alabama State or something.
Yeah, he's from, I got it right here. Hold on a second. Alabama State. All right, now why?
Seth's guy.
That's Seth's guy?
He's put on 100 pounds in college. He was a quarterback originally, so he's a little bit raw, but he had a great Senior Bowl, and scouts are very high on him.
Here's my second takeaway. The Texans are drafting one of those 3 guys. And why do I say that? Because based on these interviews, Titus Howard, they went to his pro day. They went to the pro day where he was at. They had a private workout with him, and they went to his workout. They have been around Titus Howard 3 times, which is one of the most that they've had of any tackle out there. All right, Andre Dillard. That one is not so big of a surprise, right? Well, I can tell you this. They interviewed him at the combine. They gave him a private workout, and they interviewed him here. All right? So those – and then, of course, the other one being Brandon Hittner from Villanova. I think they love this guy. I really do.
Why is that?
Because let me tell you, they've interviewed or worked him out 4 times. Brandon Hittner from Villanova went to his pro day. They had a private workout, and they went to his workout, and they interviewed him. Now, I don't know if that fourth one, I don't know if it was at the combine or part of the private workouts. So remember those 3 names, okay? Brandon Hittner, Andre Dillard and Titus Howard. My guess, based on what we do know from the interviews, they're gonna draft one of those 3 guys.
Okay.
All right. Number 3. Let's go to these guys right here. And I'm talking about cornerbacks
Uh-oh.
Oh, is it Kadar Holman and Jo'Wan Williams? These have been the guys that they've interviewed the absolute most. Cornerback Jo'Wan Williams, cornerback from Vanderbilt. They've given him a private workout or a private interview twice, more than any other cornerback. The next one is going to be, I don't know how do you pronounce that. I wish I could do it
better. Just say the first initial.
Kadar Holman.
Kadar.
Kadar Holman.
We'll go with that.
Another cornerback that they've interviewed more than anybody else. So those are two names to remember. All right. Defensive end. This is another one, number four. These are guys that you don't think.
This is interesting.
This to me is one of the more interesting things that they've done. They've interviewed 10 defensive ends.
I like that.
And the defensive ends that they've interviewed the most are guys that fall in the middle rounds. All right? Jalen Ferguson, Terrell Hanks. Ferguson is from Louisiana Tech. Now, he's considered a little bit higher. Terrell Hanks is the outside linebacker / defensive end from New Mexico State. They went to his workout. They've also given him a private workout. And the other one is Kingsley Keke from Texas A&M that they've interviewed him three times as well. So he's a defensive end. So this is the one big first takeaway I get from digging into all the interviews they've had. They like defensive ends. They're probably going to draft a defensive end. All right, number five. They've interviewed some premier running backs. Does that tell you anything? Maybe they're going to vault that up higher in the draft than they would think otherwise. Like maybe a second round pick.
I think so.
One person that they've liked a lot.
I know you like this.
And interviewed more than once, Rodney Anderson from Oklahoma.
Is he even going to get drafted?
And Katy, Texas.
Is he going to get drafted?
Yeah, he might fall, but some of the other running backs.
I mean, he's had three season-ending injuries in his many years. He's as talented as they get, but Rodney Anderson, I mean, 3 for 3 as far as season-ending injuries in Oklahoma. He could be a value. That's a guy you can get late in the draft. I don't even know if he'll get drafted with all these concerns.
They've interviewed him, but again, they've also interviewed, as I said, some premier running backs.
Travion Williams.
Travion Williams is one that they've interviewed multiple times. Travis Homer from Miami they've interviewed. They brought in guys like Miles Sanders from Penn State. They brought in, who's the other running back that they brought in? Travion, as I mentioned. Oh, Marquise Young from UMass.
Don't know much about him.
Here's the thing. Marquise Young, you want another name to keep an eye on? They've interviewed him three times. They went to the East-West Shrine game, interviewed him there. They went to his pro day, and they had a private workout with him. So that's the fifth takeaway. All right, the next takeaway, the sixth one, is they love Johnny Dixon from Ohio State, the wide receiver.
There's a lot to love.
Love him.
There's a lot to love. That's a mid-round guy that could add some depth. He's got a lot of talent. A lot of talent. And you don't go to Ohio State without having a lot of talent.
That one jumped out at
Mr. Braxton Miller.
As another guy that they've interviewed a lot. And I just mentioned the number seven, Marquise Young from UMass. Remember that name, all right? He's a running back from UMass. I'm sure our guy, James Ahedibo, will be happy with that because he's a UMass guy as well. They've been all over him multiple times at multiple places, either interviewing him or working him out. Number eight is interesting to me as well. Another guy they've interviewed multiple times at the Combine and privately, tight end Jay Sternberger from Texas A&M. Who is he going to be a tight end for sure? Or do you think he could be one of those big type receivers?
I think he's like one of those H-back types that you can line up a lot of places. They already have three tight ends, but if they're not carrying a fullback, if a guy like Sternberger adds another element to your offense, then that just adds something to the mix. And also, as much as we like the Jordans, Akins, and Thomas, Thomas was like a late round pick, so there's no guarantee that if they do invest in Sternberger, that he's guaranteed to be here.
The next guy, I think you're pretty familiar with. They only interviewed four safeties that I could find out of the 68 interviews that I've seen. The 68 players that I've seen them interview, some more than others, and the one that they've interviewed the most at the combine and privately is Darnell Savage, the safety out of Maryland, who's been huge against the Longhorns the last 2 years.
I hate you.
No, I'm just saying you really are familiar with it.
Yeah, a little more than I'd like to know.
So Darnell Savage is a name.
And safety is a need now with Andre Howell leaving.
But they only interviewed four of them.
Yeah, well, maybe they can,
that I know
they can sign one in free agency. But, yeah, that's definitely a need now, and I fully expect them to draft a safety.
And here's the thing. I said 68 interviews. That's what I found. It might be 168, but I think 68 interviews is a good sample size of where these trends are. And so what the trends are is obviously tackle, no surprise, that's what it's going to be. Interesting that they've done so much with outside linebackers / defensive ends. The 10 defensive ends out of the 68 they've brought in. What does that tell you about where they think about Jadeveon Clowney, any of the Duke Ejiofor?
You could use more pressure on the quarterback. We know that. The majority of your pressure is coming from two guys, and that's Clowney and Watt. Christian Covington's gone, so maybe you'd like to add a DN and add some pressure on the inside. It'll be interesting to see. And again, we are 9 shows away from the Texans draft. That's John Lopez's 9 biggest takeaways based on the visits.
One more thing. Mark this, Figgy. I'm going to give you the names I just mentioned in one fell swoop here.
1029.
I want to know how many of these guys the Texans, if my little research here proves to be true in any way, I want to see how many of these guys the Texans, if they're available, actually draft. Andre Dillard, Brandon Hittner from Villanova, and Titus Howard. Those are tackles that I think they love. All right? Cornerbacks, Kadar Holman and Jawan Williams. Jawan Williams from Vanderbilt. I think those are the guys they like. The defensive ends, Jalen Ferguson from Louisiana Tech, Terrell Hanks from New Mexico State, and Kingsley Keke from Texas A&M. I think they love that. Rodney Anderson, their running back. We'll see if they take a flyer on him. Wide receiver, Johnny Dixon from Ohio State. Running back, Marquise Young from UMass. Tight end, Jay Sternberger from Texas A&M. And safety, Darnell Savage from Maryland. Those guys popped off the page from the interviews that I saw.
Keep an eye on it, and we'll have all your coverage here on your home of the Houston Texans. NFL draft, less than 2 weeks away. Keep it locked right here for the latest and greatest involving that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.